Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you ready for the series finale between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Erie Seawolves. It's also the finale of this six-game homestand. All season long, the Flying Squirrels have been one of the best teams in the league when it comes to stealing bases. Jeneshri Fargas leads the league in steals, and today on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up, we're joined by one of the most prolific base stealers in Major League history. That's Vince Coleman. He's a base running and outfield coordinator for the San Francisco Giants. He's been in town for the last 2 days. Vince, you've gotten a chance to see this Flying Squirrels team up close and run up close. That includes Fargas, Jalen Miller, Bryce Johnson, Elliot Ramos, everyone else as well. What's impressed you?
Exciting team here. I mean, you see a bunch of young guys eager to get to the major leagues, and they're on the right track. I mean, last night, great grand slam by Hayward there. I mean, coming in, pinch hitting, and pulling the trigger and making that excitement for the ball club. I mean, you have Ramos, and you have Bart, and you have Johnson, you have Miller, you Fargas. So you have a team full of great, exciting ball players that remind me a lot of myself, you know, that come to the ballpark every day. You want to bring something to the table and contribute.
What about these players reminds you of yourself in particular?
I mean, for the fact that they come to the ballpark prepared to play the game, I think that's from the mental side of it, that every day, you know, no matter what you did yesterday is how I'm going to duplicate the same actions again today. I love the way they go about their business in pregame warm-up, doing batting practice, going out working, taking ground balls, fly balls, or working on their base running and base stealing, doing the preparation of the game. You know, today's game is about execution, and every day we want to execute day in and day out.
When it comes to Jeneshri Fargas, he's just a few steals shy of setting a single-season franchise record for the Flying Squirrels. What do you think's made him so successful on the base paths this year?
Well, I think his ego. I mean, he has come into this year with the mindset that he want to be one of the best, known as one of the best base stealers, and you know he has that opportunity. And I'm here's in Double A, and I feel if you can play in Double A and steal bases, you're capable of knocking on the door. I mean, he's one of the guys that's exciting, looking forward to run. Each and every time he gets on base, his job has been great this year, his technique of stealing bases. He's been caught a couple of times, but he told me that the only reason he got caught, he got little bad jumps. And I think that's the difference in him being successful at the major leagues, that every time you got to go out and you got to practice on your jumps, that you separate and gain distance on the first two steps. But he has the mindset that it takes to be a great base stealer is that you want to come out and prepare, work on your jumps and your leads, and knowing that I'm going to be that catalyst on that ball club, because everybody's expecting for you to go to make a difference in your ball club.
We're chatting with Vince Coleman on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. He's the base running and outfield coordinator for the San Francisco Giants. Vince, when it comes to stealing bases, you mentioned getting that jump, but what's the most important part about making sure you can steal safely?
It's reads, leads, and jumps. I mean, those are the things that you come into a ball game knowing that who's on that mound. You know, you look at the pitcher's tips, his tendencies, his flaws, his delivery to the plate, his tempo, his timing. You know, those are things that you calculate going into the ball game, knowing that I work on that, knowing that this pitcher, that he's someone that I've seen before. If I hadn't seen him before, I try to get out a little early while he's warming up down there in the bullpen, because those are the things that's going to motivate me and give me that extra edge, a step or two that I can pick up on his tendencies is why he's delivering the ball to the plate. You know, so I'm always looking for that flaw when I'm on the base path, knowing that, you know, it's going to give me that extra step or two. It's just like if I was a hitter, if I know that he was throwing a changeup, curveball, fastball, you know, that gave me that more of a confidence. And I think being that base stealer, you have to have that confidence that I can get a good jump because I know the pitcher's tendencies or his flaws is delivered to the plate.
How do you teach the players here, like Fargas, Jalen Miller, Bryce Johnson, Elliot Ramos, and everyone else, how do you teach them to look for those things?
Well, it's just by doing your homework and studying, knowing that every pitcher has a flaw. That's my belief, that every pitcher has a flaw. It's his tips and tendencies, is delivered to the plate. And it all begins in your head, your hands, your knees, or sometimes in your setup. And once you see that or identify with that, now you can – you can't wait to get to the ballpark, and more so you can't wait to get on base. And you know, it's something that you can share with your teammates, because now once you see that one glitch in his delivery to the plate, whether it's bending of the knees or lifting his head or ducking his chin, now whatever that one key element might be, then you pass that information on to your teammate and you get that confidence and you can win some ball games just by the fact that you can steal a base in that particular time.
Vince Coleman joining us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:35 tonight between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Erie Seawolves. Squirrels have led the Eastern League in steals. Janeshri Fargus is closing in on 50 steals, but we haven't really seen the stolen base really have the same weight at the Major League level that we did back when you were playing in the mid-80s with you and Ricky Henderson. I mean, no one's stolen 100 bases since you did it back in 1987. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think anytime you have a ball player with that certain dimension in his arsenal that can go out and display the talent, and when you have a ball club or your management that's allowing you to do that, then you feel free to go out and do it, which we do have. We have in our system over here, we want to see that guy that's going to be that catalyst of the ball club. And, you know, we have Fargus and we have Miller that's going out each and every opportunity. And one thing I like about those guys, they don't just steal just to be stealing. They wait till the perfect time to go out and steal base. I saw Jalen Miller steal third base the other night, and that became a big play of the ball game right there. So, you know, with the fact that we are a organization that's based on a lot of pitching, a lot of defense, but now we want to turn our identity around by saying we are a team that could come out and steal bases, that gives us that extra advantage. And when you have that, you make the defense play a simple game of catch, but now they got to put a time limit on it. So, you know, it makes it a bit more difference, a little bit more exciting too, you know, and it makes it fun for the players, you know, because I know back in when I played back in the day, you had Ozzie, you had Willie McGee, you had Terry Pendleton, you had Tommy Herr, you had six or seven guys maybe that was capable of two steal bases. We went out in 1985 and stole 350 bases, and we was allowed to, but first of all, we was prepared to do that because we knew all the pitchers' flaws, tips, and tendencies, and that gave us the confidence to go out and play.
When you were stealing bases back during your Major League career, how do you feel that your threat to steal a base changed the game?
Well, it was automatic. When you came to the ballpark, you knew the one thing that you had to focus on as a pitcher is, first of all, you didn't want to walk, give us a free pass, but we was able to put the ball in play. And once we was put the ball in play, that puts pressure on the opposing team by just being on base, because now my body language is going to tell you that I was going every pitch. And with that being said, fastballs to the Willie McGee, Ozzie Smith, you was able to do a bunt and run, a hit and run, and going with balls in the dirt because the pitchers maybe tighten up on the curveball or the split finger and going in the dirt. So, and you was always getting a good primary, secondary, going from first to third, or scoring from second on all base hits. And the teams that take advantage of all the extra base hits win more championships. And I think that's one of the things we put a lot of emphasis on by running every play, running out every ground ball, running out every fly ball, and trying to make the opposition throw us out.
Do you think we'll ever see someone else steal 100 bases in a single season?
I'm pulling for that guy. I mean, because that'll make me buy a ticket to the ball game. Because whenever I came to the ballpark, you felt the electricity in the stands. You could hear the excitement in the air. And so, you know, when you have that type of guy on the base path, you knew that you was going to see some excitement. And I think, you know, I'm looking for that guy to come back and display that, distill 100 bases, because it'll be more exciting, more fun for him. And I, you know, and then that way, you know, as a kid coming up, you see, you idolize, you know, because I was watching Lou Brock and Maury Wills and Ricky Henderson as a kid, and that gave me the inspiration of wanting to go out and steal bases. And so those are the things that you want to motivate the guys from a different aspect to make be a more of a complete ball player than just a home run hitter, defensive player.
Finishing up with Vince Coleman on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. All right, Vince, at the top of this conversation, you mentioned that ego was important to stealing bases. In your prime, who's faster, you or Fargus?
Oh, by far, I'm far faster than Fargus. You had Willie Harrison here, and he outran Fargus the other day, which I understand, which is a really good athlete. But back in the day, you know, I ran a 4.29 40-yard dash coming out of college. So it wasn't, and I refuse to let anybody say that I stole bases because I was fast. You know, so, but I think no matter how fast you are, you can't outrun the ball. So but my hard work was going into every ball game, putting emphasis on analyzing that pitcher, capitalizing off his mistakes, his flaws, his tendencies. And I think that was one of the gifts that I had that went along with my presence. It was that I can come back and share that information with my teammates, you know, and that made you a lot more comfortable knowing that this pitcher, you watch his feet, how he was setting up, or you watch his knees, or you watch his chin, you watch his hands, how he broke, how he went into his glove, or Doc Gooden. You know, he was telegraphing his pitches as good as he was, but it was so many flaws that a pitcher may have that give things away that, you know, from the analytics standpoint, that I could really dissect and give that information to my teammates, and that made us more confident once we got on the bases.
Well, there's one thing I know for sure. If we raced today, I'd be eating your dust. Thanks so much for taking the time. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for having me, and I'll be sure to come back on your show next time in town.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 6:35 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.